This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Fed Chair Janet Yellen spent the last 2 days on Capitol Hill, as you might know, answering various and sundry questions from members of Congress about interest rates and the labor market and banking regulations, Dodd-Frank in particular. President Trump has said he wants to roll back much of that law. And in a handy reminder that when we say banks, we don't just mean the biggies on Wall Street. The smaller regional banks have honed in on one key part of Dodd-Frank that they would like to see go away. The bit about how big a bank has to be for it to be considered too big to fail. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that story.
You remember Too Big to Fail, those financial institutions that were so big that when they folded, they helped cause the financial crisis. Dodd-Frank says any bank with $50 billion or more in assets is too big to fail. These financial institutions are more tightly regulated. Some smaller banks that have just slightly more than $50 billion in assets want that threshold raised. They say they're struggling to comply with the increased regulation. But not everybody thinks the threshold needs to be higher.
Both big banks and community banks are making literally record profits.
That's Senator Elizabeth Warren during Yellen's testimony this week. Warren says banks are thriving under the Dodd-Frank rules.
Well, I wouldn't say thriving.
That's Paul Mirsky of Independent Community Bankers of America. He's been lobbying furiously, trying to convince members of Congress to raise the $50 billion threshold for too big to fail. Mirsky says smaller banks are actually merging, partly so they have the staff and resources to comply.
Well, the higher the cost of regulation, the larger the bank would want to become to spread out that cost.
But Michael Barr says those banks would have merged anyway. He's a former assistant treasury secretary who helped write Dodd-Frank and is now at the University of Michigan. He says the too big to fail rule is graduated, so it's not that tough on smaller banks. But he says regulators can't ignore the smaller banks.
It would be a mistake to go to an approach that says we're not really going to explore whether there are risks elsewhere in the system. We're only going to look at the top handful of firms in the economy.
There could be a compromise here, says Ann Owen, a former Fed economist now at Hamilton College.
The regulators would have to go in and look more at how much risk this institution was taking and the nature of the business, and that it wouldn't be, oh, once you reach this threshold, you're classified as systemically important.
Owen says it makes sense to have some middle ground here, but middle ground is in short supply right now in Washington. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.